Atenaha Nation community and the federal government have reached a $7 million settlement of a historic injustice over the surrender and sale of timber on Occam lands over 80 years ago. The specific claim identifies that the federal government failed to properly manage the sale of timber from the land in 1942, as the sale did not reflect Occam's stated requirements, and the timber was sold at a lower rate, resulting in economic losses to the community. Today's settlement marks not only a historic moment of reconciliation and healing but also a tribute to the enduring spirit and wisdom of our ancestors, knowledge holders, and the entire Occam community, past and present, said Nisukin Joe Pierre Jr., in a press release. Their resilience and unwavering commitment to justice have paved the way for this significant achievement. I am thankful to our negotiating team and every member of our community for their invaluable contributions. The settlement of the long-standing grievance serves as a symbol of Canada's commitment to reconciliation, according to Gary Anandasangari, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations. Canada's history is clear. Federal governments have not been a good partner in our nation-to-nation relationships with First Nations, said Anandasangari. Today, however, we recognize the harms caused to Occam, and we are working to be a good partner in the development of the community today and for future generations. Of course, we still have lots of work to do, but addressing historical wrongs is key to building the relationship with Occam. The federal government acknowledged the socioeconomic gaps between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples in Canada resulted from decades of colonial policies, which often led to the denial and dispossession of land and resources. Guided by the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the federal government says it is honoring legal obligations and properly compensating Indigenous peoples for what was unlawfully taken or withheld from them as fundamental to advancing reconciliation and rebuilding trust with Indigenous communities.